I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was Jeff Hathorn, our Steelers insider, did an excellent job at Steelers training camp this summer on Chris Boswell's negotiations. Because I do think that there is a category or a group of Steelers fans who don't want Hayward paid, but want Boswell paid. That want to throw out the, well, you signed a contract, live up to the terms of your contract, a deal is a deal. And they forget that and say, well, Boswell is the best at what he does, and he didn't just negotiate last year, so let's take care of him. And my thing is, either do both or you do none. Either say that...
Under what auspices? Would you say that you can't split the baby here if you're the Steelers and take it on a case-by-case basis?
Under the auspice of they're both... like one percenters. They're both the best at what they do.
Well, I don't think Cam is the best defensive lineman in the league. And Boswell, statistically, I think you can make the argument, is the best kicker in football. It's probably what, him or Brandon Aubrey?
Okay, but two defensive tackles make the all-pro team, and he was one of them.
No, I understand that. He's so, up there very close to the top of the heap if you're just talking D linemen, period, D tackles. I would just say Boswell, though, is the best. And you know what? To be pragmatic about it, if I were going to try to put myself in the shoes of the people that might want Boswell done but not Cam, it costs you less money to
do Boswell. But if you wanted me to really like parse this out with you, which I just might be in the mood to do, like, are we sure Boswell's better than Brandon Aubrey?
I just said Brandon Aubrey, but I think it's one and one A, however you want to slice it.
So last year Hayward was 1 and 1A. It was him and Chris Jones.
Who's likelier to age better?
Okay, well then you would always pay a kicker over a position player because they can last until they're in their 40s.
I think if you're the Steelers, you're definitely not looking at this as, okay, does each guy deserve it? It's the old Unforgiven line. Deserves got nothing to do with it at this point. The chances are greater that Boswell, for 4 more years, remains very, very good until his late 30s, let's say.
Yeah.
And factually, we know... that what he wants, even if Cam just wants the $5 or $6 million front loaded from next year into this year, what Boswell wants annually, I think, would take like $1.6 million a year extra to make him the highest paid kicker in the league AAV.
Yeah.
That's easier to do if you're the Steelers. For a player that you can reasonably speculate, as great as Cam's 30s have been, is likelier to hold his value and live up to that contract in performance.
But you can't break your long-standing policy of not negotiating with players with 2 years left on their deal for a kicker.
Why not? Just a devil's advocate here. Why can't you do that?
Because even though the guy won games for them last year, kickers are inherently way less important than defensive linemen or, frankly, any position in the league other than maybe punter. and long snapper, and the way they're paid reflects that.
Are they less important, though, if you're playing a lot of close games, as yes. Tomlin's teams often do?
Yes.
The difference between the best kicker in the league, or at worst, the second best kicker in the league, and league average is what percent of kicks made. You know what I mean? I'd have to go look that up, but like, if I took a middle-of-the-road kicker, there are years where you could have said, if I took a middle-of-the-road kicker and replaced Chris Boswell with that guy, the Steelers might have three fewer wins that year. Their 13-3 season in 2017, when they, I think you were the one saying they were paper Tigers a little bit.
Yes, they were.
They were probably a 9-7 team that the kicker turned into a 13-win team. So that inherently kind of speaks to the value a really great one can provide.
Well, then why don't
you.
They make more money? Why, if they're so important and they can change 9-win seasons into 14-win seasons, why aren't the top kickers making $20, $25 million a year, Chris? They're not making anywhere close to that.
I do think that there is a blind spot's not the right word, almost a contradiction or a paradox. The really good ones are ultra valuable, but
they don't get paid
also,
that
but
way.
Teams also probably feel that even the best kickers are more replaceable because it's the whole you're not really a football player. You're a very, very, very specialized person on this team. It's the same reason why, for example, Mariano Rivera, even at his apex, was never going to make the kind of money that a great starting pitcher
right. So
did.
That's why I'm surprised, because you do say that about Rivera all the time. So I didn't expect you to make the case that, like, yeah, you should give a kicker that money because kickers are that vital or important.
Okay, but I think in a practical manner of speaking, it is easier if they want to do that deal to do it. Whether you think like you should be bending over backwards or breaking an unofficial team rule that we all agree is kind of silly and gets in their own way a lot for a kicker or not is almost immaterial. The Steelers, in very practical terms, would just be running this through one filter, I would think. Is it worth our while to pay this guy the money he would want right now? Is he valuable enough, and is that something that we should do? And it's an easier ask because it is less money.
But you don't get to a point where Boswell's kicks matter
without Cam,
exactly.
No, I know.
They gave up 299 rushing yards in a playoff game last year. They think that they can't stop the run. So now they're going to say it makes more sense for us to give Chris Boswell money and not a guy that stops the run?
What I don't know is how much internally they value. I'd have to ask a ton of people and try to get a handle on it. Do they value Boswell and look at him as more than a kicker? Do you think, let me put it this way. Do you think that at his best, I'll use Tucker as an example, although they haven't won anything. They didn't win anything while he was there, and obviously it ended in very ugly off-field fashion. But do you think Tucker ever ascended to a level with his own teammates and within that organization where they looked at him as, for lack of a better term, more than a kicker?
Probably not.
And do you think Vinatieri ever ascended to that level?
Clearly no, because the Patriots moved on.
With Gostkowski.
They brought another guy in, sure. And they kept winning Super Bowls. There you go. You just answered your own question.
I'm asking. No, I didn't answer my own question.
You kind of did there, man.
I hinted in the direction that the Steelers probably would feel about this.
The Patriots voluntarily moved on from the best one ever, and the next guy came in, and they really didn't skip a beat.
Tomlin is both like such an ultra, I'm a football guy, I'm a football lover, where I feel like he would be predisposed to feel like specialists are somewhat a dime a dozen. But man, he's not stupid either.
He also talks about Boswell like
he's got different.
He's got a, you know, like a rabbit up his sleeve, like he's got a special weapon and X Factor.
Except when he doesn't
deploy
him in a dome for a 59-yarder or whatever that he probably should have let him kick. But like, he does play so many and coach so many close games that he would theoretically hold Boswell in higher value than most coaches would their kickers.
I really want to hear from fans on this, because we've heard from a bajillion Steelers fans on Hayward's holdout. And if Boswell is as important as you are making him out to be, Chris, then everybody should have very strong opinions on Boswell, too. Do you give this guy his money? Are you cool with paying Boswell and not paying Cam?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.